And the government is pressing on with efforts to revamp financial regulations. Christopher Dodd, the Connecticut Democrat who chairs the Senate Banking Committee, offered a new financial reform bill yesterday. It's more than 1,000 pages long and is very different from proposals offered by the president and Barney Frank, who is Senator Dodd's counterpart in the House. To find out more, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and joins us from time to time and is here with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, Senator Dodd would take away much of the Federal Reserve's power to oversee banks. He would give that power to a new agency. So what's his argument in doing that?
Basically, he says that the Federal Reserve failed in its job of watching over the banking system. That's why we had such a big crisis. And that the Fed would be better off focusing on one mission, moving interest rates to keep the economy growing and prevent inflation. And instead, we should have one agency that's responsible for banks, it's accountable, and another agency that's responsible for monitoring consumers. It's a model that some other countries have tried with very mixed results.
And why is it that President Obama and Barney Frank over in the House, why is it that they're taking a different approach?
I think there are really two basic reasons. One is they don't think it's a good idea to separate bank regulation from the business of making monetary policy, moving interest rates. The British tried that, and they had a huge problem with coordination and ended up with an even worse banking crisis than we did. And the second thing is that Mr. Obama and Mr. Frank want to get something done, and they understand that in Washington it's hard to make radical change, so they're trying to make big changes but kind of stick with the existing structure, and Mr. Dodd is choosing otherwise.
And the Fed itself, not too thrilled with this idea?
Oh, that's interesting. So the Fed hates this Chris Dodd proposal, but they're being very quiet about it. Both Alan Greenspan, the former Fed chairman, and Ben Bernanke, the current Fed chairman, have argued for years that the Fed cannot do its job unless it really has its hands on and its eyes and ears in the banking system. And they look at this recent crisis as evidence of that. It wasn't a problem of inflation or unemployment that started this thing. It was a collapse of the banking system. And they say that if the Fed weren't intimately involved with that, it couldn't do its main job.
And David, beyond the pros and cons of these two different approaches, what in the case of Senator Dodd's proposal, are the politics?
That's also a good question, Renee. So the Fed is very unpopular on Capitol Hill now and in a lot of the country. And Senator Dodd is taking advantage of that, I think, to show that he's not captured by the Washington Wall Street establishment. He's making a big point that he has something different, far-reaching, challenging the Fed. And I think that serves his political interests. Senator Dodd from Connecticut is up for re-election. He has a very hard fight. He got a bit of controversy for some mortgage loans he took from Countrywide Financial. And so he's using this as an opportunity to show his independence and to stand up for something that he knows that the Fed, the Treasury, and maybe even Barney Frank don't like. The problem is that it may make it very, very hard to get anything done. It seems to me the bill is unlikely to end up looking like Senator Dodd's. It's more likely that this will lead to a long period of gridlock and that nothing will happen until sometime next year.
Well, it's certainly true that the Fed exercised extraordinary power in this crisis that we've been in. Yeah, you wrote about that in your new book on Fed Chair Ben Bernanke. How would Senator Dodd change that?
He would change that in a lot of different ways. I think the most significant is he would greatly limit the Fed's ability to make these emergency loans to firms like Bear Stearns, AIG. He would put some of that in the hands of a new council of regulators and greatly circumscribe their ability to do that in an emergency.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal.